Books on Tape presents The Hot Flash Club by Nancy Thayer, read by Carrington McDuffie. Chapter 1. Faye. It was while Faye was gathering donations for the community tag sale that she realized, with a shock, that any stranger going through her house would think she was obsessive, anal retentive, or at the very least, eccentric. Although, if the stranger were a female around Faye's age, 55, she would probably understand what could appear to others as an unhealthy mania for clothes. Naturally, Faye's clothing hung in a large walk-in closet of her bedroom, also in the guest bedroom closet, and in the closet of her daughter's bedroom, for Laura was 28, married, and had left only a few of her favorite childhood things at home. Faye's clothes did not hang in the attic, because when she and Jack bought the house 30 years ago, they converted the attic into a studio where Faye painted. But more of Faye's clothes were hung, folded, or bundled in plastic wardrobes in the spacious linen closet at the end of the hall. So much clothing! She felt appalled and slightly guilty. It wasn't just that Faye, like most women, changed her wardrobe for summer and winter and fall, or that, like many other women, she had casual clothes for daily life, and some elegant suits for the various committees she sat on, and a few gorgeous dresses for the events she had attended with Jack, a corporate lawyer and head of his own prestigious Boston firm. It wasn't only that she had Christmas sweaters and tennis skirts and the black velvet evening cloak that had been her mother's, so how could she possibly part with it? Or that she'd kept the expensive, elegant raincoat she'd bought on a trip to London with Jack.